and welcome to the Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I find it quite intriguing that the apostles would sometimes interchange the cross for a more rudimentary image of the tree, as Peter says to the Sanhedrin in today's first reading, "You had killed by hanging him on a tree." I have said before that in the Bible, after God and human beings, trees are the most mentioned living thing. Trees appear at strategic moments of the biblical story, from the Garden of Eden in Genesis to the Tree of Life in the heavenly Jerusalem in the book of Revelation. Throughout the prophets, the Messiah was prophesied using the image of trees. You see that humanity fell through eating from a tree. Humanity will be redeemed by eating from a tree, because redemption comes through partaking in the Eucharist in Mass, a representation of the cross, a representation of the tree on which Jesus hung. One of my favourite paintings is actually one that appears in a 15th century missal created for the Archbishop of Salzburg. It mystically depicts a tree that bears both fruit and hosts of the Blessed Sacrament. On the right side is Eve, who hands the forbidden fruit to a man kneeling, and there's a skull appearing on her side. On the right of the tree is Mary, who administers one of the hosts to a man kneeling. On her side is not a skull, but the cross of Jesus Christ. So see in the Eucharist today the fruit of the tree of life. As St. Albert the Great says, "It is a tree of life for those who grasp it, and blessed is he who holds it fast." Let us pray. O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the paschal sacrifice, be favourable to the supplications of your people, so that Christ our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by his likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by his equality with you, free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.